In deze vitrine ligt achterin dit langwerpig object.
In the back of this display case is this oblong object. What is it? It's part of a small inland vessel, perhaps a pleasure boat. It's a tiller. It has an opening at the back with a metal border around it. The top of a ship rudder fits into that opening. The front is actually a handle, the stick that is used to move the rudder and steer the ship. There are inland waterway vessels with a tiller in our museum harbour. Be sure to check them out as well. What's striking about this tiller is the decoration. In the past, parts of wooden ships would be decorated. A figurehead on merchant vessels, for example, or a rudderhead on inland vessels. Part of this tiller has been painted with the colours of the Dutch flag, red, white and blue. And at the front, the wood has been carved and painted. We see a figure sitting in the mouth of a sea monster with its belly sticking out. The tiller belongs to our ship ornaments collection. That collection includes all the objects that have been placed on mostly wooden ships for decoration. It's so-called folk art, and most of the time we don't know who made the ship ornaments. Maybe it was a local carpenter or sculptor. The same is true for this tiller. We have no idea who made it. The dating is also a problem. Is it 19th century or perhaps 18th century? What we do know is that manufacturers of marine ornaments often draw their inspiration from well-known stories from classical antiquity or from the Bible. This is a sea monster eating a man. And with some imagination, you can connect it to a biblical story. Couldn't the sea monster be a whale and the little man in his mouth Jonas or Jonah? And that's how we get to the story of Jonah and the whale. You can both see and read this story in this exhibition.